certainly it's been a very good time for Leinster, as one would have expected, one in all three games. Mind you, they had a big scare against Connacht, and for me, the best team to watch out of the four provinces, I watched all the games, was Connacht. I mean, they really, a miskick the touch let Leinster back in the game with 10 minutes to go, and of course, they made them suffer for that one. They were a bit unlucky, actually, against Munster last night, but they made no mistakes whenever Ulster were down at Galway, and they won that game. But certainly, they have been going really, really well, and you know, they're a very, very good side to watch. Leinster, as I say, of course, what can you say? I mean, losing out to Munster, and that was a pretty brutal game, I can assure you. I mean, I'm sure Joe Smith must have been cringing at times when some of the tackles were going in, but everybody seems to have come out of it okay, and that's it. But these are the sort of games. I mean, if you're a player from either and you're on the fringe of the Irish team with the World Cup coming up, you're not going to shirk a tackle, and it's your best friend. Doesn't matter if you have to hit him, that's what happens. And, you know, they've been very competitive. From Ulster's point of view, it's been a bit of a disaster. They had a result against Munster to start off with, a reasonably good result. I mean, you're not against the strongest Munster side. Then, of course, against Down and Connacht, it was a very, very poor performance. And McFarland, of course, because of the Champions Cup next week, played a very, very weak side yesterday. But, I mean, Leinster had a very weak side on as well, but the difference in class and the difference of the academy players is showing through, and certainly things are going to have to change very much so at the Kingspan, because spectators and supporters are getting very, very frustrated. Now, having said that, next weekend is the Champions Cup. All four Irish provinces are in with a shout of making the playoffs. From Ulster's point of view, they have Racing 92. They've always done well against French teams. Hopefully they'll get as strong a team as they can out. And with a big crowd, it's a 3:15 kickoff, and I'll be doing it for Highland next Saturday. And certainly I'm looking forward to that game, because they've always done well. Should they get a result from that, then it gives them an opportunity to get into the playoffs possibly, and maybe make kickstart the rest of the season in the Pro 14, because they got to finish at least in the top three of their conference. Otherwise, they won't be in the Champions Cup next week. The other team, Friday night, starts off with Munster going to Gloucester. That should be a cracking game as well. As I said, all four provinces are in with a shout. Then there's Connacht are playing Sale, and they should be more or less, well, that'll be an interesting game, but they've done very, very well in that one. And the big one on Saturday, of course, is Leinster and Toulouse. If Leinster would have won that home game, then that's possibly going to get them. But the thing is that it's important to get as many points as possible, because of the way that the structures, that, you know, it's the teams from one to eight, and that's the team that scores the most points, number one, and then a draw is made for that. But looking forward to next weekend, and certainly it should be very, very interesting to see how they all do. And, you know, there'll be no prisoners taken. And as I say, hopefully Ulster up at the Kingspan on Saturday can give us supporters who have stood by them, one has to admit, something to cheer about.
And Alec, our attention then turns to Division 2C and Division 2B. I know there was no games throughout the Christmas period, but when you look at it, Oma currently sitting on the table are sitting in fourth. City of Derry are in eighth, and City of Derry are away to Ballina. Their first game of 2019 is the 19th of January. So they lost that game last time out, so City of Derry, they need to get a victory on this one.
Oh, it's a serious situation. I mean, Oma are sitting pretty. I mean, they've done really, really well getting victories there. Derry's first two games are Ballina away and Middleton at home, and those are the two best sides and Division 2C. And, you know, they haven't lost the last three games in 2018. They're in real trouble, and certainly it's going to be very difficult to see how they're going to get points out of those two games. They have the cushion, possibly, that the three teams have beaten at home, Tullamore, Seapoint and Thomond, they play away. But that doesn't give you any guarantees going down to Munster, you know, that you're going to get points out of it. So there's a lot of work to be done from City Derry's point of view. And those first two games, as you say, are going to be difficult. Oma, of course, are sitting on the crest of a wave in fourth position. And they had a very good result away to Bangor in the last game, and then their first home game is Bangor up at the Mellon Park in Oma, and they'll be very confident in that one. But I mean, they've had a very, very good result. Similarly, in Division 2B, Rennie lost the first three games, but then they've virtually won every game since, and they have done you know, they have really come back strongly. And just mentioning, Rainey, they unfortunately, yesterday in the Senior Cup semi-finals, they lost out to Armagh 31-15. So the Hattrick Park team, I'll have to try wait for another year to try and get their first Senior Cup final. The final will be between Ballymena and Armagh. Ballymena haven't beaten Ballinahinch in what was a very close game in that one. But as you said about the Champions Cup, Parik, it's going to be very, very good next week. None of the AIL games will be played. There'll be some junior games played around. And yesterday in the Towns Cup, there was two games of local interest. Limavady went up and beat Oma by 11 points to 10. And a good result for Limavady. Obviously, it was Oma seconds. But nevertheless, you know, they're top of the Conference 2 at the moment and going very well. And at Judges Road, Ballymena were too strong for City Derry, winning by 28 points to 18. In the Rugby Championship 1, Corrine's demise has gone on. Another defeat, and Stonians beat them 41-12 down at Corrine. And it looks as if it's going to be Corrine going down and possibly Limavady coming up. And the Rugby Regional West, there was a couple of games. Strabane and Derry, they drew 20-all up at Strabane. And at Ballyshannon, Donegal Town again proved too strong, winning by 46 points to 19 in that one. But as you say, no AIL games next week, but the Champions Cup and all, and Junior Rugby will go ahead. But the 19th of January is something, from City Derry's point of view, they got a target, and target very strongly.
And Alec, from your point of view, the second half of the season kicks into gear now. Teams have been finding their way over the last couple of games. Suppose now's the time when it gets really serious if teams are going to stay up or go down, actually.
Well, that's it. As I say, Limavady at the moment, they lead the Rugby Championship too. I haven't beaten Clogher Valley, their nearest rivals. And they've had a very, very good season. The new coach, Graham Eastwood, seems to have really inspired them with a few new signings. And they'll certainly be targeting that one. As I said, Corrine, I can't see how Corrine are going to do anything. They're miles away from the teams above them. And I can see nothing but relegation for them. In the Rugby Championship 3, Strabane and Letterkenny are more or less situated mid-table. I think it's 5th and 6th. But Letterkenny have come back strongly in the last 2 months with some very good results. And certainly, you know, if they can finish in mid-table, they'll be delighted with that. And it's good to see, you know, that they're improving greatly. Obviously, the big Conor McMenamin, who was brought up in youth rugby at Letterkenny, he's had a couple of run-outs for City of Derry. But sadly, and the last game he played, which was he was playing for Ireland under 19s against Australia. Apparently, he got quite a serious knee injury, and I haven't heard anything since. But it's unfortunate for him at this stage of his career, and it's even more unfortunate, from City Derry's point of view, because if he had been available for these two games we talked about, Ballinan and Middleton, it would have made a big, big difference. But as I say, Derry are going to have to play very, very hard. If you look at the fixtures, it's an amazing finish. The last game of the season at the moment sees the four bottom sides play each other, and I mean, you know, it could go down to the wire on that one. From Oma's point of view, I think they'll target a playoff place and remain in top four, hopefully, in that one. And Rainey, again, they've done all the speed work, and it's a matter now of consolidation for them. But from City Derry's point of view, the next 3-4 months are going to be very, I was going to say interesting, that wouldn't really be the right word. They're going to be something that has to be addressed, and the team and the coaches are really going to have to figure out how they're going to get points from somewhere.